Hi everybody, welcome to our weekly Church at Home sermon from St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Black Rock and in Bray. Next week we are planning to reopen our buildings for in-person services. I am so excited after so long to be able to meet together for worship next Sunday. To make sure that you've got all the latest details, please subscribe to our email mailing list on the link below, and I look forward to seeing you next week. Today is the first Sunday in Advent, and I think that this Christmas could actually be one that is really special. We all know that Christmas is going to be very different this year, but that could be a good thing. Maybe after the year that we have had, we will look at these familiar Christmas stories with a fresh perspective, and we'll discover why the birth of Jesus is actually such good news. Maybe we'll find a new sense of hope or of peace or of love or of joy. Maybe as we have a socially distant Christmas, it will bring us spiritually closer to Christ. This year is going to be very different, but maybe it will be the most meaningful of all. To help us to do that this year, over the next few weeks, we're going to be looking at the Christmas story from the first two chapters of Luke's Gospel. Luke put together an orderly account from eyewitnesses and other reliable sources to tell us about the events surrounding and leading up to the birth of Jesus. Today we're going to be looking at chapter 1, verses 5 to 25, about the story of Zechariah and Elizabeth. Zechariah was a priest married to Elizabeth, and in verses 6 to 7, we are told three really important things about them. Firstly, that they were righteous before God. That doesn't mean that they were perfect, but it means that they were honest, that they were obedient, and that they had integrity. Secondly, and sadly, that they had no children, and as a couple, that they were unable to conceive. And thirdly, is that they were now very old, so children was never going to be something that's going to happen for them. And so probably when they thought about their future, it seemed like it didn't have much hope. But Zechariah, as a priest, it came his turn to perform his duties in the temple. And when he was there, he was chosen to go into the holy place and to offer the incense sacrifice. Now, this would have been the only time that Zechariah had to perform this duty, and it would have been his first time into that part of the temple. And as he was there taking in the colors and the smells, all of a sudden an angel appeared to him. A heavenly messenger came to him, and he was terrified. But the angel says in verse 13, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah. Your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you are to call him John." It's easy to get discouraged in our prayer life when we don't see an immediate response. But the truth is, God hears our prayers and he answers every one of them. Sometimes the answer is yes, but sometimes the answer is no. And many times the answer is wait. Zechariah and Elizabeth had been praying for a child, and the response was wait. For hundreds of years, priests like Zechariah had been going to the temple praying that God would rescue the nation of Israel, and the reply had been wait. But now, as this angel continues to talk, it becomes clear that both for Zechariah and Elizabeth and for the nation, that wait is about to turn into a yes. The time had come. God was going to bless Zechariah and Elizabeth with a son. And through that son, God would bless the whole nation as he prepared them for the coming Christ. God hears our prayers. Zechariah went in to burn incense as an offering to God. Incense had a practical function. It was a Middle Eastern climate, people weren't always showering, they had no deodorant, there was sacrifices, there was animals, so the smell around the temple wasn't always that great. So incense would help to cover over maybe some of the bad odors that were around. But it also had a symbolic meaning, because as the smoke went up, it signified the prayers going up towards God. Or in other words, when life stinks, pray. Don't be discouraged. God hears your prayers, and don't doubt, because God keeps his promises. Zechariah heard what the angel had to say, and he doesn't really believe it. Look at verse 18. Zechariah asked the angel, "How can I be sure of this? I am an old man, and my wife is well along in years." We can kind of understand why Zechariah would be doubtful about what was going to happen. And he asks for a sign. But the angel replies in verse 19, "I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God, and I have been sent to speak to you and to tell you this good news. And now you will be silent and not able to speak until the day this happens, because you did not believe my words, which will come true at their appointed time." God only speaks truth. He doesn't make predictions about the future, he makes plans. When he makes a promise, it will be fulfilled at its appointed time. You see, when God makes a promise, whether it's from an angel or we read about it in scripture, God has pinpointed a time in the future when that promise will meet its fulfillment. And from our point of view, it can be frustrating because we think that God has forgotten about his promises, or that he's unable to do what he said, or he doesn't care about us anymore. And we can get frustrated that God doesn't stick to our timetable. But instead, we need to have faith that God is working to his timetable. When God made the promise, he knew when it would be fulfilled. God has got good plans for your life. God's got plans for your family. God's got plans for our country. God's got good plans for our church. And they will all be fulfilled at their set time. God's good plans will be completed, and his promises of love will be fulfilled. So like Zechariah, stop talking about doubt and start trusting in God. God hears prayers, God keeps promises, and God heals pain. After Zechariah's encounter with the angel, and when he's finished his duties at the temple, he returns home, and Elizabeth conceives and becomes pregnant. God is gracious to her, and she is filled with joy and gladness. In verse 25, she says, "The Lord has done this for me. In these days, he has shown his favor and taken away my disgrace among people." God takes away disgrace and he heals pain. God was going to bless this couple with a child, and through that child, God would bless the entire nation. Because that child, John, would grow and become the greatest prophet that ever lived. He would become an important spiritual leader, and he would prepare the hearts of the people for the coming Christ, who would be the savior of the world. Even now, John's story prompts us to get ready too. Advent is a time when, yes, we count down to celebrating Christ's first coming, but also when we look forward to his second coming, and a time when we prepare ourselves to receive him through his Spirit into our lives. And I think that this morning, God is telling us to get ready. He's telling us to get ready because some of our prayers are about to be answered. promises are about to be fulfilled. Pain is about to be healed. God is at work. His Spirit is present in your life. And He's saying, get ready for what is about to come next. This Christmas is going to be so different for lots of reasons. But maybe it will be the most meaningful of all. Because if we make this Christmas about Christ, who came into this world to be our Savior, to rescue us from fear, from death, from sickness, and from sin, then we will discover true joy, true peace, and true hope. God of grace, we thank You that You hear our prayers. We praise You that You keep Your promises, and we thank You that in Christ You will heal all our pain. Lord, we are sorry for when we doubt Your word. Forgive us and help us not to be discouraged. Holy Spirit, help us to find new hope in the birth of Jesus during this very different season of Advent. Amen. Thanks for listening to this audio sermon. For more resources, please visit our website, www.standrewschurchathome.com.